Texans fans, feel good about it, man. It is a W. And I know it was excruciating. It was kind of ugly. 13-12. Felt like you should have beat them by more. Vegas certainly felt like they should have beat them by more. I think the line at kickoff was 8. But it's a win, baby. It's a division win. It's a home win. It's an AFC win. And the record is 1-1. And, Clint, I believe that the Texans have a bell cow. And I believe that it was starting to head that way against New Orleans, and it became that way against the Jaguars. And his name is Carlos Hyde. Against the Saints, 10 carries, 83 yards. That's hardly the stuff of a bell cow. It's only 10 carries. And in that game, Duke Johnson had 9 carries for 57 yards. So basically a split backfield. Boy, was it different on Sunday against the Jaguars in Hyde's second start in a row. 20 carries, 90 yards. And, Clint, it was like 4, 5, 8, 10. I mean, it was chunks, right? It wasn't 1-1-1, and then a big one. It was like chunks every time. So 20 carries, 90 yards for Carlos Hyde, 6 carries, 31 yards for Duke Johnson. So to me, this thing is tilted, and it's now making sense. Carlos Hyde's going to be your goal line guard. Carlos Hyde is going to be your predominant ball carrier, and Duke Johnson's going to carry the rock a little bit and obviously catch it a whole lot. Do you agree with my read on this backfield after two games?
Yeah. Look, there's no doubt Carlos Hyde is your first and second down back, and now Duke can kind of settle into what the Houston Texans initially went in on Duke Johnson for. He can be a third down back. He can spell Carlos Hyde, so it is a true 1-2 punch, but for the most part you want to go into a game and with a plan. Now, it doesn't always work out this way, but the plan is you want to use Duke Johnson to spell, to give Carlos Hyde a little bit of rest when he needs it throughout the first and second quarter, but you really want Duke Johnson to be healthy and fresh at the end of the first half in a two-minute situation, in an instance where you got to go 80 in a minute and a half and you need a running back to do it, both to protect and to be a threat in the pass game. You want Duke Johnson to be available and fresh in the fourth quarter if you're down 10 points. Or if for some reason you got to get into a two-minute situation again and get points at the end of it. You ideally want to go into a game with one bell cow, one guy that's first and second down, and then another guy that is actually a number two option, and his specialty is third down, two-minute, no huddle types of situations. And it looks like after yesterday that this running back group is starting to settle into those roles, and that's Carlos Hyde as the bell cow and Duke Johnson as a third down, two-minute pass receiving back.
I did not think after two games that this backfield would be this productive or this clear in terms of role after two games. I thought it was going to be a play it out. We'll see how it goes as the season goes along, but credit Bill O'Brien and his staff for making the trade, right? Martinez Rankin to the Chiefs. You get Carlos Hyde, and these guys have really been a pleasant surprise in terms of production.
Look, it's Carlos Hyde is what takes it over the top. When you're talking about your expectations, I think the bar was set low because you got a guy that was, I mean, even today he's been a Texan 3 weeks yet, and I know Carlos Hyde's about 14 days, right?
It's probably between 3 and 4. Carlos Hyde probably has not been here a month.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, you're talking about guys that the bar was set really low relative to what you should expect from them, and they've exceeded it far and above, to be completely honest with you. But when you watch Carlos Hyde run the rock, I mean, you're talking about a guy that just last night, he's very patient in different kind of like zone schemes. He's very elusive when a defender is free in the backfield, unblocked in the backfield. He has the ability to make that guy miss. The burst that you've seen through very, very narrow cracks or lanes, his ability to get skinny and get through there, and then he finishes with an absolute punch at the end. I mean, so far, this guy, it's hard to believe that this guy, I mean, ultimately he was a trade, but he would have been on the streets. I mean, if the only thing that the trade from Rankin for Carlos Hyde did was it kept other teams out of the negotiations. It made him a legitimate Houston Texan immediately and kept the other 31 teams out, I guess 30 because Kansas City clearly didn't want him, but it kept the other 30 out of the negotiation. And so he doesn't appear to be a back that would have essentially been on the streets August 31st as you see him play today. That was a really, really good get for the Texans. And the expectations are climbing after 2 weeks of what we've seen from this guy.
And you're going to love this soundbite. Carlos Hyde talking yesterday about a chip.
I'm hungry, you know. I'm out there on a mission, you know. Like I told you, I got a chip on my shoulder coming in this year. So, you know, running angry, running mad, and it's been paying off for me.
Running angry, running mad, and it's paying off for me. Let's hit this one, too, because Carlos Hyde talking about, you know, we talked about the get-back angle, right? Former Jaguar and wanted to get back at them. And I want you to listen for the very end of this soundbite because Carlos Hyde gets a little bit shady about being on what he perceives to be a winning program. And then Jacksonville, well, they're 0-2.
I definitely was amped up a little more just knowing that I was there last year and how things went last season. Well, I was there, so I was definitely amped up to see these guys. But it is what it is. You know, I moved on from that. I'm on a new team, winning team. So I'm going to keep it going.
That was a quick jab right there. That was a quick jab right there. There's no doubt.
Take that, Ellen. You go back to Jayville.
There's no doubt that after last night, I mean, you know, after last year and what he's been through just over really for the last 2 years, I think, that Carlos Hyde is probably pretty jacked up about the opportunity here in Texas with the Texans. And, look, I don't care if it's week one versus New Orleans, which there's no reason for him to have a chip on his shoulder versus New Orleans, or it's this week. If that's the back that the Texans get every Sunday or every game day, then they won on August the 31st in that transaction.
Oh, yeah, they did. And, Clint, check out the rushing totals for the Houston Texans through two games. How about a 180 at New Orleans? A top three run defense last year. Top two, actually.
Right.
And then 126 against the Jaguars, who are always tough to run against, pass against. You are at, what is that, Clint? 306 yards through two games.
I was going to say, you're averaging roughly 150 yards. You know, and you, if you look
You'll take that, right?
Yeah, all day, every day, and twice on Sunday. If you look at Carlos Hyde, I mean, at 30 carries for 173 yards, I mean, you're up over 5, almost 6 yards per carry, if I'm doing my math right. So between 5 and 6 yards per carry for a guy that you essentially got on cut date 831, that's a pretty damn good transaction. And after 2 weeks, he's made the Texans panel look pretty good for that find right there.
Great call, bro. The Houston Texans right now are 5th in the NFL in rushing yards with that 306. And next, three new faces were in the lineup on Sunday, and all three helped in the win against Jacksonville. We'll tell you who they are, and we'll break it down next on Clint and Kamlin.